This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hello, this is Maimon Elbaz from the Torah Show. Grateful to you for joining us on the Living Mishnah, a wonderful series which I wish was around when I was a kid. Special thanks to Torah Anytime for hosting us and for Chaim Lax for sponsoring. Chabiyaz Chusro Kalman Ben Chaim and Shandel Basmamo Frimid. And Torah Shows uses pictures and images to illustrate Torah and Mitzvot. We have a Mishnah today in Seder Kodshim, Mesechet Erechin, Parachas Mishnah Aleph, about redeeming fields in Israel after the Yovel era. Okay, so Mishnah 739 today is Azai. Hamakdish et Sadeu B'shah She'ena Yovel. We're talking about someone who has a field in Eretz Yisrael. And he was makdish it to the Beit HaMikdash, and the law is that a person can be podet from Hekdesh. So if you have a field in Eretz Yisrael, and it was donated to the Beit HaMikdash, you could be podet. Now, if it's the original owner's field, he has to add a chomesh, another 25% of its value. Now, in order for you to properly grasp this Mishnah about the fields in Eretz Yisrael, it's important to understand the concept of Sedei Achuza. Really, Hashem wants people to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. We wish we could all afford to. What is Zechut to own land in the Holy Land? Now, in the olden days, when we had Yovel, so every 50 years, lands would return to the original owners. And it was an incredible time where people would re-own their lands. But the thing is, after the 10 tribes went into Galut, Yovel stopped existing in Eretz Yisrael because the mitzvah is only when all the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, meaning all the 12 tribes. But once Sancheirov banished Reuven and Gad and the other tribes, then the mitzvah stopped. So I believe there was only Yovel for approximately 17 times. We know 100 years before the Churban Beit HaMikdash of the Beit Rishon, already they went into Galut. So the bottom line is, nowadays, in the olden days when someone was podet his field, the Torah gave a specific amount that he has to pay, 50 shkalim, for a measure of land. But nowadays, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, we don't have the Yovel system in place, so they would auction it off and make money for the Beit HaMikdash. So it says the Mishnah, Hamakdish et Sadeu B'shah She'enu Yovel. If someone dedicated his field at a time when there was no Yovel, Omrim lo, so the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Beit HaMikdash, tells him, Petach atar rishon, you should be the first one to bid. Shaba'alim notnim chomesh, because the owner has to give an extra chomesh, so we'll make more money for the Beit HaMikdash. V'chol adam eno noten chomesh, and a regular person that bids on the land is not going to give that extra chomesh. Plus, we figure that he has a right to it anyway. A person likes land that's sentimental to him. It was his family's land. And we assume he'll pay more for it. So says the Mishnah story. Maaseh, there was once a story that someone really donated his field because it was a very hard field to keep. It costed more money to take care of the field than that the field was bringing in. He didn't exactly have good mazal with that field. Amrulo, so they said to him, Petach atar rishon, okay, you could be podet. Amar harehi shali beisar. So he figured, I'll say a very small amount, anyone's going to outbid me. So he took like the smallest coin, an isar, which is worth 8 perutot. Very small amount. Probably something like our dime, a 10-cent piece. Rabbi Yossi says, lo amar zalem b'kabeitza. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it wasn't even a dime, it was an egg. He was buying the land with shava kesef. Not even a whole dozen eggs. He was offering it for one egg. Now, one egg is only worth about 4 prutas. So that means that there wouldn't even be enough for the chomesh. So that was the machloket. How much was he put there for? Amar lo higiyatcha. So they told him, okay, there's no other buyers. It's back to you. The field goes back to you. So nimsa mafsit isar v'sadei lefanav. So he lost his isar because anyway, the field really should have been his in the first place. It was his in the first place, and he gets his field back after he dedicated it. Now, this is a peculiar story. What are we supposed to learn from this? Maybe a person has to just sometimes accept his mazal and appreciate every land in Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah in itself. Like the Ramban says, a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael and a mitzvah to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line is, besides that, it's a good idea to buy land so it's not owned by the enemies. But he ended up getting his thing back. So what was the machloket Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? So Rabbi Yossi holds you could be podeh hektesh even with shava kesef, even if you won't have enough for that additional 25% chomesh payment. And Tanakama says no, he had to buy with the nisar, so at least there should be able to have there should be 8 prutot in the isar, and this way he could pay the chomesh. So that was the machloket, and we should be zochet to yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's the dream of every Jew. May our learning be his chut for Aaron ben Shmuel and Avram ben Elio. And please be mechazek Torah shows. We need chizuk, especially because we're trying to give others chizuk. And I hope Hashem is getting nachat from our way of beautifying mitzvot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.